recorded at 2024's GCSAA Conference and Trade Show in Phoenix, Arizona. Here's your host, SiteOne Golf Associate Max McGee.
Thanks for coming.
You got it.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Nate Maurer, Jacksonville Golf Country Club, Director of Agronomy.
Excellent. So your SiteOne sales representative is who?
Jason Wilkerson.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
No. So you've had a little history with SiteOne, I guess, over your career. Why don't you tell me about that and how long you've been a customer with SiteOne?
Yeah, so I've been in the Jacksonville area for like 18 years, and Jason's been my sales guy for that entire duration. So from running the truck to servicing any needs possible. So
fantastic. How'd you get your start in the golf industry?
So it was back in like 01. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and I graduated with a degree in criminal justice.
Oh.
And that wasn't the path to be taken when I moved to Savannah. So worked in Savannah, needed a job, so I worked in a golf course and enjoyed it. And worked for a great superintendent there, and went back to school and got my turf degree. Yeah, I mean, it's about 23 years ago.
You got the itch.
Yep.
And it worked out for you. And
it did.
What brought you to Florida?
Job one, but family as well. My wife and I were in Bristol, Virginia, and we're looking to start a family. And my wife's family was in Jacksonville, so that was the choice.
Cool. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the course you work at now? How big, amount of holes and type of membership?
You got it. We're a private club, 18-hole facility. It was built in '89. So we've been looking at some renovation stuff and keeping everything up to date with certainly the times that are that golf is in at the moment. So we're full involved with a lot going on at the moment.
Okay. You alluded to renovations. Can you be more specific about anything you're staring down the pipe, whether this year or anything recently you've accomplished?
So just this past year, we did a full driving range renovation, all new infrastructure, irrigation, drainage, and regrassed everything. Didn't change much of the features of the driving range, but just a true infrastructure upgrade. And that's what we're looking for the rest of the golf course. And kind of tabling it to about 2027 is what we're looking for.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to be a common trend right now. The practice areas, believe it or not,
yes,
are becoming more of a focal point with the members.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause they spend a lot of time there. They feel that it's a good place to hang out and congregate and socialize, and maybe that's all they have time for is a little practice.
So. Correct. Yeah, we see our range. You know, it's that 4 o'clock time frame when you can have every station up there, putting green. There's 8-10 people up there and a full setup on the range, and guys will come home off of work, they'll grab their kid and they're up on the putting green just messing around trying to get out of mama's hair for a little bit. So
cool. Yep, whatever it takes, right?
That's right.
Can you get into any maybe the toughest challenges you faced recently or face consistently on your golf course from day to day?
So I would probably go with our irrigation system at the moment, to where it's an original system.
When you say original, what year?
1989, so it's a 34 year old system. So we've got failing structural elements all over the place with it. So it was right around about a month ago, we had 5 mainline breaks.
Oh my goodness.
Inside of about a 5-day window. So yeah, that's been fun.
I think a lot of people listening to this can understand the strain that can put on a superintendent.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a lot of fun.
keeps you engaged.
Oh yeah.
Tell me a little bit about customer expectations, your membership. How have expectations changed since you've gotten into the industry?
Well, certainly, yeah. We've had to increase our labor size to meet those demands that have been brought down. So with doing that as well, that brings another element of our expectations for, you know, this is what we say we need.
And
we,
if you're budgeted for an extra couple people,
yeah.
Please produce, right?
Correct. Exactly. So, you know, I think it's just, there's just so many more eyes that are on the golf courses than previously. And those eyes that are out there are paying more for what that product is. So anytime that circumstance happens, they're going to want to see results too.
Yeah, HDTV and Augusta National can have a funny effect on customer expectations.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So in the golf course industry, it's a very niche industry. Not a lot of people know exactly what you do on a day-to-day basis. Can you maybe elaborate on some common misconceptions you might have encountered about what you do or your peers do on a day-to-day basis, and what would you want to change about those?
We just grow grass is what the perception, I would say, is the most direct one. So.
And doesn't it kind of do that on its own?
It just does it, yeah. It just
that's what
grows.
I thought, too. Okay.
Yeah. So that for sure. I was actually in an Uber ride on the way over here and, you know, talking about over here, and that kind of conversation came up, and I was like, no, we do quite a bit more than that. You know, it's there's a lot involved when it comes to managing a golf course and millions of dollars in assets. And also there's a big picture involved.
As a club goes, the golf course maintenance staff has the largest line items of the budget, right?
Without a doubt.
So entrusted in you for that club success, entrusted to you are the most resources that that club has.
You got it.
And people need to know that. So, you know, that's a common misconception is, you know, what do you do on a day-to-day basis? Is there anything you'd wish the general public knew more about what your team accomplishes on a day-to-day basis? I've heard this quote, superintendents accomplish more before 9 a.m. than a lot of people even think about doing in a whole day.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. You know, the accreditation, I think, that to the staff of the guys and the, you know, especially in Florida, summertime's in Florida, you know, we're battling all sorts of things every single day.
And Florida's a 365-day operation.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. No slowdown. So, you know, it's a strain on the crew. It's a strain on the guys. Try to keep morale up. And you know, I think the appreciation from the membership to those individuals, be it, the, you know, lunch aspect
goes a long way.
Goes a long way,
doesn't it,
guys?
Yes, appreciation goes a long way.
Yeah, we couldn't do our job without people out of us. So,
no. Any advice you'd give to newcomers, young people coming into the industry?
Good luck.
Good luck. Yes,
have fun with it. I think that would be the big thing. You know, enjoy what you do, and that's a great fact to have, and a great thing to do is every day waking up, because there's a lot going on, and just enjoy what you're doing,
and find a good mentor, maybe.
Yeah,
like you absolutely. Did that, someone that turned you on
for sure
to the industry
without a doubt,
and made it a pleasurable experience and something you can turn into a career.
Yeah, build a network too, you know, have people around you that can support you. It'll make your life a lot easier.
Absolutely. It's the old adage, it's who you know.
That's right.
Not so much what.
Exactly. Yeah. Situations like this today here around these events, you know, put yourself out there a little bit, I think is don't be the one sitting in the corner.
Get out of that comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly.
In the next 10 years, what are one or two things, you know, trends that you might see coming to the golf course industry that have gotten your attention?
Technology has to be, I think, the first and foremost one. There's so many different elements, moisture sensors, you know, to the autonomous mowers and that full interaction of technology and where that technology and how that platform is going to be laid out for golf in the future, golf maintenance in the future.
Useful technology.
Useful, correct.
That's not just unnecessary information being bombarded to you, but something that saves you time, money, and makes you more efficient, right?
Yeah, correct. More efficient is exactly. Technology has to be efficient-based for us, and, you know, not a cumbersome aspect, something that's there and you can work with.
Well, in that vein, Psych One is partnering with some new manufacturers of robotic mowers. Have you given any thought to what that could potentially do for your operation?
Yes. I mean, we always talk about labor, so that's certainly the aspect of labor. You know, there's the pros and cons to anything with technology that comes on board. So I think, you know, time will tell and see what we can accomplish with it. And if there's certain direct aspects where it works better than most areas, you know,
see the
focus on rough grass at the moment, a lot of rough areas.
Rotary mowers that can hopefully, you know, save you a little time and a few guys, that kind of thing.
So. Exactly. Yeah. But it's a good trend at the moment.
Well, Nate, thank you
Absolutely.
For taking time out of your day to come hang out with us here at the Site One booth, and wish you all the best, and we'll see you around.
Sounds great. Enjoyed it.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Confessions of the Craft. Ensure you never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast so you can be the first to hear new episodes and discover previous ones. Follow Site One on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for the latest trends and industry updates.